This is Wazir Gray. You're now tuning in to the Hip Hop Digest Show with King Killer, Kurt G. E. Green, Elders of the Hip Hop, never frightened on the culture. 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 On the culture.
The music that they're doing now does not sound like when I see New York. It's like, damn, that sounds like what they're doing in the South. I love when the South bangs out how they do. I love that. New York needs to have the sound of their city. And now everybody's just chasing what's going to make me be able to eat off of this, and that's the wrong reason to be in it. I'm in it for the culture. When you're in it for the culture, you never die. 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 Never die. Never die.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
And of course, it's E Green. What's up, my brothers?
What's good, my brother?
Happy recording day.
Yes, sir.
Another good one.
That's what's good. Yo, here we go. First topic on the Hip Hop Digest. Another day, another lawsuit. And this time, what this is repeat offenders.
Repeat offenders.
Repeat offenders. Will I Am and Justin Timberlake getting sued over a record called Damn Girl. Apparently, Damn Girl was recorded by a gentleman by the name of Perry Kimmel. Okay, his sister, Janice McQuinton, is suing because Mr. Kibble is unfortunately passed away. His sister owns the rights, and she waited a good long time before she started to sue because she wants crazy money. She's putting a cease and desist on your boy from performing the record. Any future sales of the record, she wants Damn Girl stripped. Okay?
Really? You think that's what she really wants?
Well, she really wants money.
She really wants the guap, exactly. And they can keep the song.
She really wants money, but she's doing all of these things to precipitate possibly getting some money. She goes in and says Timberland stole the hook, the rhythm, the harmony, and the melody.
Timberland?
Timberlake. Did I say Timberland?
Yeah.
Oh, they're all affiliated.
You're right. They are affiliated.
But this was Will I Am on production. Now, where I got this from, they give you obviously the Timberlake song above and then the original joint above. And the hook is, and the melody, and the rhythm, and the beat, all on Timberlake's record. I gotta ask the dumbass question, who's responsible for clearing the sample? Is the artist responsible for clearing it? Kurt G is the singer. This is his record. It's got his name on it. Is he responsible for clearing this? I know we talked about this like maybe 4 episodes ago, but we're going to talk about it again.
Well, to me, the responsibility should be falling on both the artist and the producer. Because you produced the track, you produced it, you know there's a sample in it. The artist may not know it's a sample on the track, but the producer definitely knows.
Oh, Will I Am knew it.
It's because he sampled the damn track, so he know it's a sample.
Will I Am knew it.
So, Justin, to me, the responsibility falls on him because you got to back this shit up. You're like, yo, is there a sample in this shit? Then that shit needs to be cleared. That way, somebody at least tries to get the shit cleared.
There's good money in them hills.
Oh, there's a lot of money in them hills.
There's good money in them hills, yo.
They thought they was going to slide through, though, huh?
They did slide through, but she did them niggas like the feds, yo. She waited and waited and waited.
But ultimately, you know, all this can get, you know, settled. I don't know who's her lawyer, her legal team. Justin Timberlake, to me, quickly, if he just cuts probably $250,000 to $400,000, and it'll go away.
Yeah, it might go away off of that, but depends on what number the lawyer gun told her that
oh,
she could
lawyer,
get.
Oh, the lawyer's looking
the lawyer,
at
the lawyer's told her she could get $5 million. She ain't selling for no
$500,000. Well, yeah, the lawyer's already got Billboard and Sound Exchange and whoever's in charge of that. He done got streaming data. He done got physical sales. He's probably telling her, you're in for $1 million.
This song has made so much money so far. There's no way that you settle for anything less than $5 million.
Well,
wow.
That's what's up, man. Good luck to them brothers, man. I don't know what to say. I just,
really? You want
to
say good luck?
Good luck to them niggas,
yeah,
yo.
Good luck to them brothers.
We've talked about it before, you'll be. Clear the fucking sample.
Stupid.
Clear the fucking sample. Niggas, you're not no underground producer, nigga, that nobody ain't going to hear your shit. Only where it gets played on SoundCloud. You niggas is getting played all over the fucking world. there's no reason for you not to fucking clear that sample to know that at some potential point that you might get sued.
So, but we haven't heard anything from the artist. This may be a situation where they like, we cleared it and the publishing house didn't actually have the rights. Why are you suing us? Who knows? But anyway, stupid. So next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Macklemore goes boom bap with KRS-One and DJ Premier with a record called Buckshot. Buckshot's not involved. The record is called Buckshot. I guess it's basically about writing graffiti, you know, some boom bap shit produced by Primo. KRS-One has a nice verse at the end of the record. The first two verses is Macklemore. I mean, it's just basically anything that Macklemore does is just getting lit up these days.
But he's doing the right things, though.
No, this is what I'm saying. It's not even about Macklemore, whether he's doing the wrong things. What this is about a what I'm calling a keyboard cowards out there. Fucking dick ride blogs. Because what they're doing is this sort of backhanded thing about, let me read the copy here. It Macklemore's just as polarizing as when he did White Privilege 2 or anything that he does. Whether Macklemore and his silent partner are paying homage to rap's greats or patronizing old school cats in order to win favor, I can't tell anyone where to stand in that argument because old rappers gotta eat too. And if Macklemore's got that budget to pay for their bars, I can't knock the hustle. See, this patronizing, there. Oh, you old motherfuckers don't realize you getting used by Macklemore. It's not about really Macklemore. I'll just talk about the Macklemore cut, you know, but that's where it ends. It's about these, you know, keyboard cowards out there just backhanding, you know, old school niggas like they need the money. Motherfuckers is destitute hookers and they'll do anything for the money. Now, in some cases, that may be true. But in this case, as far as KRS-One, he doesn't need the money. You know what I'm saying? And KRS-One finds himself in a particular position where he says, you know what? And at the end of the day, I can respect Macklemore. Maybe he doesn't respect some of the other young guns who are making a lot of money. Somebody G swerving, I mean, just the fuck.
Well, I doubt, I mean, I could be wrong, and I know KRS-One just went after some blogger, but I can't imagine KRS-One being on a record with Slim Thug or any of those kind of cats. But I mean, stranger fucking things have happened, B.
See, let me tell you something about this, yo. The problem I see is that Macklemore and Iggy Azalea came so close. They put the fear of God in the dick ride bloggers and even people who consider themselves in charge of urban radio, because they were about to take this whole shit over. They came so close. And now they want to give a backhand smack to old head guys that's dealing with Macklemore, only because whether Macklemore got a budget or not, Macklemore is showing respect. Okay, and they're not showing respect. The generational divide in hip hop is crazy right now.
The whole shit is all fucked up, B. It's all fucked up now. Because young cats ain't trying to hear this shit because, like you said, Macklemore, they can't call him some broke motherfucker. Because he's right. Very popular.
And he's paid. And just like I said on other shows, Macklemore done it on their rules.
Exactly.
And he put the fear of God in him.
That's why they got
scared.
Because
it was so close, because he almost took this whole shit over.
They saw their shit starting to dwindle. And they saw the bullshit that they was doing was not going to continue. They would have had to change up their whole shit in order to do what he's doing. They don't want to do this shit. They don't want to give old school niggas no type of life.
There you go.
They don't want to breathe life into no old school niggas and make their shit come back.
And Macklemore, it put the fear of God in them. That's why you got this sort of underhanded, we're going to backslap the old heads, poor, broke, old head niggas. They need money too. As well as, you know, to say dissing Macklemore. Oh, y'all niggas is falling for that Macklemore shit. Oh, like I'm supposed to fall for that Future shit though.
Fuck that.
Right. So, right, picture that.
You know what I'm saying?
I'll listen to Macklemore all day long. before I listen to any of that other bullshit. That's just me.
So
but them niggas is on some straight bullshit.
Yeah, I'm just saying, a Dick Ride blog and a couple blogs I've seen about this whole Macklemore thing, just this sort of underhanded, this undercurrent of, yeah, old head niggas is getting bamboozled.
Well, that's incorrect.
Yeah, very incorrect when it comes here. Mm. But that's what they want to put out there, though. They got to stand up for something.
So anyway, what he said at the end of the article, he said he's going to get some of his crafty DJ friends to clip out Macklemore's first two verses and just act like it's a new record from KRS and Premier.
Oh, Lord.
So yeah. Just dissing all the way around.
Damn.
But backhanded,
it's unfortunate.
But a backhanded compliment, too. But at the end, they gave KRS one and Premier
right.
A compliment.
But it was a backhanded compliment, no doubt. No doubt.
Right.
Indeed. No doubt. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is rest in peace to Denise Mathers, the singer known as Vanity from the group Vanity Six. Now, this isn't a gigantic situation with Vanity. It's more of a personal thing for me. As a young record buyer, okay, the Vanity Six album cover meant something.
Right.
The Vanity Six album cover meant something. You got to remember, yo, this is like 82. You know what I mean? This is the early 80s. So, you know, I got a personal story with this. And this is strictly kind of between the Digest brothers because we only know who these guys are. We's down Ricky J, rest in peace, is down the basement along with Lance Jamison. And, you know, and me, Billy Walker, just a bunch of us. And we're looking at the album cover and Lance goes, whoa, did you see that album cover? Let me see that album cover. Man, when you come out of the record store with that album cover, they're going to have to put that thing in a brown paper bag. You know what I mean? It's just crazy. You know what I mean? Like you come out of the store with a
liquor store with a 40 or something. Huh? They got the 40 of St. Ives, my nigga.
Yeah, yo.
What you got in your bag? 86, nigga. You got to check that shit out.
Yo, check it out. You know what I'm saying? He said you got to put a brown paper bag around that cover, man, when you come out of the record store. So it was kind of funny, yo, in that way. And as well as, you know, Nasty Girls is one of those cuts. You know, it was a hit in the 80s. But unfortunately, back to Miss Matthews, she had a very tragic life. She was a notorious drug user in the 90s, lost the function of her kidneys due to the drug use. You know, certainly eventually got herself together, became a born-again Christian, you know, got saved, wrote a memoir, which I'm not familiar with, wrote a book about her life. And certainly, just the whole situation is just crazy. But, you know, rest in peace to her, yo. Just a piece of 80s trivia. And for those of us who grew up in those days, seeing her and them other two girls on that cover was a big deal.
Oh, yes, it was.
It was something to see.
No doubt.
And now that's nothing.
Right. No question.
Exactly.
That's light work. That's light work right there. That's real light work.
Oh, my goodness. What? So, anyway, next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is J Electronica, The Curse of Mayweather.
Oh, shit. Uh-oh.
So, J Elect puts out this record, and I sprang that on you because I know y'all didn't listen to it. And that's okay.
No. Actually, I did.
You did?
You did.
I didn't.
Yes,
okay.
I did.
Wow. So, tell me what you think about the record. And be dead ass.
I was honestly dead ass wondering what the fuck is going on with J Electronica, yo. I'm just like, it's just from where he was and what he was talking about, all that kind of stuff, it made me think to myself, and this might fuck you up, killer. I was like, damn, has J Electronica become cannabis?
Wow. You know what? I didn't think about it on that level. I guess I thought about it simply. I thought the beat was trash, but I thought his lyrics is, boy, he said some things on there that might rub.
Yeah, he said a couple of things.
This one line in particular where he's like, my grandma died at 82 scrubbing floors and all y'all niggas running around begging for awards.
Yeah, but he still didn't name no names.
Nah, that's true. He didn't name no names.
Everybody knows that. Even the motherfuckers that's running around looking for awards know it. That's not a newsflash.
You know what I mean? So, wow, that is awesome. Is he the new cannabis? That's awesome.
He's whack, but he's got no records, and he's coming out, like, dissing people and giving props to other people that is incredible. Like, what? So I don't know, man. I don't know.
Yo, you're right. He does really remind you of Cannabis at his apex. Okay, but Cannabis did put out his first album. I thought was reasonable. Anything after that, I mean, is oof. You know, but that being said, wow, Jay Elect, yo. The Curse of Mayweather, for my money, the beat I thought was trash, but I thought the lyrics was on point. But man, you put the Cannabis on him.
So why is it the Curse of Mayweather?
I don't know why it's called that. I just listened to it and I was just into when he was.
I guess, was he just talking about niggas flossing and stuff because of Mayweather flossing in there?
I mean, it could be. It could be. He could be using that as a metaphor.
Yeah, it got to be.
So,
So now I'll have to listen to the song after the show.
Yeah,
I didn't listen to it. It wasn't in the circles that I perused around.
Yeah, you don't travel in.
I travel in those underground circles.
It was blatant because they made it a he's dissing Kendrick Lamar. So I was like, okay, let me see what he's talking about.
Yeah, maybe he was backhanded. You know, I don't know if he, you know, I heard 50 was getting dissed as well. I don't know, maybe backhanded, I guess. I don't know. I mean, all right. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is all 103 people credited on Kanye West's The Life of Pablo. Now, this is probably going to be a 2-3 part situation. Kanye West finally put the record out. We are not going to give it a Hip Hop Digest percentage. It doesn't need it. You know what I mean?
It would be very low.
Probably be very low.
I could listen to 3. I'll just say that.
Oh, wow. That was me, too. 3.
I had 4.
Oh, well,
I had 4.
Damn, what? He ended up getting a percentage anyway. What's that, like 30%?
18 cuts? I don't know.
I don't know the math on that.
3.5, 4 cuts. It was pretty damn low. So which means it's going to be pretty popular.
Right. Right. Of course. No doubt. I've seen all kinds of things about it had been bootlegged and how they came up with this number, you know, between 500 and 700,000 times. How you come up with that number, I don't know. But, you know, Tidal, you know, the first week that it was out, got exclusive streaming rights. So they wanted you to go to Tidal, pay your monthly fee for, you know, and on a recurring payment on your credit card. Just to listen to
the lawyers will be like, Tidal, that's where everybody got their stealing from.
So, but what I want to talk about in this first part is some of the people who were credited. Now, just the sheer number. Now, it's a Kanye West album. Everybody's running around calling Kanye a genius. He's got no less than 103 people credited for work on that album. Now, not all these people actually worked on the album. A lot of these people were just sampled. And he gave them credit.
Well, at least he gave them their credit. The nigga ain't trying to get sued.
Right. If he cleared his samples. Okay. Some of the more interesting people who either worked on the album and who got credited, well, first was Foxworth Bentley. How long has it been since you heard from that motherfucker?
Mr. Umbrella? The Umbrella Man?
Damn,
this nigga holding up Diddy's umbrella?
Yeah, Foxworth Bentley actually worked on the album, has writing credits on the album.
He must have just been hanging around.
Yeah, wow, can you believe that? Your boy.
Well, when you hear the album,
Well. That's what I'm saying. Your boy, Fat Five Freddy, was sampled. Okay? Ghostface Killer, sampled.
Well, that's, what was that song that we liked? I think he was on there, Party. No more parties in LA.
No more parties in LA. Yes. There was a cut up there. I don't know the name of the record. I know Rihanna's singing the hook on it, but it was actually produced by Havoc of Mobb Deep.
Wow.
Good for him. He got a nice check.
Really skimmed that one.
Hope he got a nice check.
Well, as soon as you seen Rihanna was on it, you didn't even pay attention.
She started,
started singing right off the top of the song. It was like, bam, here she goes.
But anyway.
I hope it wasn't that song called Real Friends.
No. It wasn't.
I don't know what it was.
Okay.
Fuck it.
I can actually listen to that one.
That's one of the ones I can listen to.
Okay.
One of the four.
Anyway, so your boy, Jahlil Hutchinson, was credited, although he was sampled.
Otis, he gave props to Kanye, too. I saw that today.
Yeah, no doubt. Otis Jackson Jr., Madlib. We already knew that. Your boy, Max B, the skit from jail. Mm. You know what I mean? It's like, damn, you put a jail nigga on your album.
Should we be raising a drink to Kanye saying, yo, he getting heads paid?
I don't know about that. I mean, he gave him credit, so I'm assuming they must be getting paid. You know, one more that was the most interesting to me was Larry Heard. Larry Heard is on the album
House.
He sampled Larry Heard's record, A Mystery of Love, which I thought was interesting. He's from Chicago. He knows that whole situation. It took him this long to do any house. It's not even really house. It's just
house and hip hop is two different things.
He sampled the bass line.
At one time, it was the same thing.
I do remember Girl Out House.
I remember the hip house, the hip house era.
Yeah.
It was short lived.
PGC.
That was short lived. Shout out to Doug Lazy. I'm just saying, yo, 103 people. So let's get back to talking about this whole Kanye as a genius. Is he a genius? That moniker gets thrown around. I don't believe he's a genius. I do believe he has the talent to make traditional hip hop when he wants to, but he's not even making hip hop, and he's doing more executive producing than anything else.
I think Kanye is very talented and very troubled at the same time.
Oh, he's bipolar, I believe. I mean, dead ass. I think he's bipolar. You know what I mean? I mean, undiagnosed, you know, African Americans, we don't like to do therapy as it is. So, you know. But yeah, that's what's good. So anyway, speaking of good. Good Music's newest signee, somebody by the name of am I saying that right? Designer, that right here. Am I pronouncing that right?
I think that's his name, Designer.
Okay, yeah. Designer. Yeah. So I'm listening to the album, right? And the reason why I picked this out, because I'm like, man, what's all the fuss about the album? What's the storyline? And the storyline of The Life of Pablo is this young guy, 18-year-old, named Designer. Now, I don't know nothing about this cat. Don't care. Okay.
I heard a couple songs.
No doubt. I'm listening to the album and I'm thinking it's Future on the album. I'm going through joints. I'm like, oh, he got the typical Kendrick, Future, you know, that type of them niggas on there. It's typical. Okay. But it wasn't. And now there's an uproar around the young nigga, Designer, whose current single, Panda, has blown up on SoundCloud with almost 3.5 million plays. Kurt G said he's heard Panda.
Yeah, I heard the song.
And wow. Panda is whack. Okay?
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
Okay? But the problem is the resemblance to Future hasn't gone unnoticed by people who are close to the Atlanta rapper.
But he's got a little Young Thug up in him, too.
All right, well, whatever. That
don't even sound right.
Exactly, it don't.
So somebody by the name of TM88.
Wait, where is he from?
He's from Bedford-Stuyvesant, my nigga.
Bed-Stuy.
So check it out. So somebody by the name of TM88 tweeted, no shade, but he sound too much like Future, can't support. So I guess that's part of Future's production team or his ex-production team saying I can't fuck with him. Okay. Now, the question is whether if Designer naturally sounds like Future or if the Bed-Stuy native is co-opting both the Atlanta rappers' voice and flow.
First off, Future don't naturally sound like fucking Future. That nigga don't talk like that.
Furthermore, Designer announced that his new mixtape called Trap History Month will be due out this February. Okay? So you gotta remember he's Bedford-Stuyvesant. Okay? Trap History Month. Now, here we go. Now, the fucking keyboard cowards went in on this young nigga, protecting Future like you wouldn't believe. First person said, oh, here we go. New York biting our style again.
Wow.
Okay.
And he would be right.
Somebody came in and said, how anyone gives this guy any sort of leeway is infuriating. It would be one thing if he slightly resembled Future, but a lot of people can't tell the difference. He's biting. I'm saying to myself, you gotta be fucking kidding me, you young niggas.
Keyboard coward.
Keyboard guy who always said that ain't no fuck biting. Let niggas cook. Let that young nigga cook. I mean, yeah. I'm sitting up here looking at people defending this nigga. They're calling him a biter, saying New York niggas is biting and lying and stuff. I thought biting was allowed under the new rules. I thought the new rules was let niggas get money, let niggas cook. Am I right on that swerving? Maybe you can maybe you can consult your son. That's his age group. Did your son just let niggas cook?
I don't know. I don't have to ask him on that point.
You might want to ask him and ask him just like that. Yo, Donis, you just let niggas cook, right?
Yeah, we'll find out for you. I'll have an answer next show.
So somebody else wrote in and said, designer is the future. What Bronson is the ghost. Homage or theft? You decide. Young nigga getting run up the flagpole.
So is it? So are we looking at Future's replacement?
Well, that's what it seems to be. Def Jam is involved in his career already. I mean, major labels are saying, oh, okay, the way Future's selling records, let's get our own Future out there and see what we can do. But my thing is, why would young guys be mad at that? Young guys who said, fuck biting.
Well, this whole current crop is based on biting.
It's all based on biting, but I think a lot of it is because he's from New York and he sounds so much like Future that it's like, what the hell's going on? At least with Ghost and your boy, they're at least from the same region. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, they're both New Yorkers.
Right. This cat is from New York, sounding like he's from Atlanta.
So he's 18 years old. So you say, he's 18. So you gotta figure
he grew up with
14. Since 14, he's been listening to Future in that whole Atlanta sound.
Probably since fucking birth. Them niggas have been doing this shit for a while.
Atlanta's
been running shit for a minute.
I'm not saying that
since he started liking music, only thing he has heard and knows is the Southern style music. Burning up the fucking radio.
Right.
So that's all he knows. So there's really, for him, I really can't blame him for imitating them niggas.
I'm not mad.
Because that's what he knows. New York hasn't been hot like that on the radio. Even New York plays that type of bullshit. You probably get played more of that type of bullshit in New York than you play any type of New Yorkers.
I guess for
you can't blame this nigga for actually sounding like that because that's who he wants to imitate, the niggas that he
grew up on. Right, I get it. But for me, these guys stand on this whole thing about fuck you old niggas, you know, the old rules, this shit, let niggas get over, you know, let them win. And here you got a young guy who's 18, who's clearly, I'm not even a Future guy, and I'm thinking he's Future when I'm listening to this Life of Pablo. I'm like, damn, okay, he got Future on there. Then I'm reading the liner notes, and I'm getting into who did what. I'm like, oh, damn, Future's not on there. Who's this nigga?
Maybe Future was charging too much. Kanye said, fuck it, give me somebody cheaper than you.
Hey, and I know Def Jam is all involved. So,
no, can't call it.
Oh, no, I mean.
Maybe that's a generational thing, too. I don't know.
But we got another generation coming up behind this generation.
I'm calling the generation out who constantly want to get on us, okay? I mean, we're holding a standard. I come from the you don't bite generation anyway. So when I see that double talk from this generation, when I see a bunch of keyboard cowards running to defend the Future, I mean, they defend the Future like they defend Drake. On the one hand, you can almost see him defending Drake.
Right.
But defending Future?
Are you kidding me?
Are you fucking right? Right. Are you fucking kidding me?
How much lower does the bar have to fucking get? You're defending trash. Yes, you are.
You know?
I'll sit here in the middle on this show because there's no fronting. I fucks with a lot of them Future tracks.
Okay.
The tracks. Future ain't saying a goddamn thing that I want to hear, but the tracks be going hard. They bang.
Okay, so check it out. So let me, this is a theoretical situation. Would other areas, and I still say, and I maintain this, that other areas, no matter the generation, still have a slight inferiority complex to New York, because still largely New York is where all the labels are. That's where your media, that's where your press junket, that's where your biggest concerts are being held. Okay.
And them niggas get quite a turnout when they go up.
And
there.
They get right. And right. No doubt.
It's not like nobody goes to their shows when they go up to New York.
Oh, no. They sell out.
They
crazy.
Sell the fuck out.
You know?
So New York, I don't know if they have it. They can't be having an inferior complex anymore.
No, I mean.
Especially if New York is biting the way they're biting now and going so
hard. Inferiority complex in the fact that they don't want New York niggas to take over.
Take their style and then
take their and then take over
and then take I got you
and then totally take you. Over because this isn't the first time. I mean, you got a Future now, but then you had a situation with 2 Chainz and then Trinidad James talking about
ASAP
Rocky and all these niggas talking about fuck them other niggas. You know, it's like, yeah, you're right. Are New Yorkers biting? No question about it. But I believe other areas, particularly Atlanta, seems to be. Just a little defensive that, damn, you don't want these New York niggas to take over. Atlanta is been on top for a long time in the commercial rap world, okay? That's a source of great pride in Atlanta, especially keeping it from New York, able to go up there and elbow New York niggas out of the way. Get the fuck out of here, nigga. We own this city, nigga. I'm the man in Bed-Stuy. Harlem, Queens, I'm the man.
Well, because that's what the radio told him.
Well, damn right.
But they
the
are.
Niggas is going up to the radio stations up there in New York and getting slapped on the back so hard.
Oh, my goodness.
They love them.
Yo, Ebro and them. Yo, son, I tracked 4 on their mixtape. It's crazy. Lying through his teeth.
These niggas just bigging up trash. I'm like, God damn.
They're bigging up trash because it's their job to. But the point is, so I'm just stating that opinion. I believe that guys kind of are skittish. And certainly they're defending their home turf. I get it. You know what I mean? I certainly get that. You know what I mean? So that's what's up. So unless anybody got anything else, Kerr G, you got your albums of the week together?
Got
him. Yeah, he did. I'm not even gonna tell you what the excuse is.
Oh shit.
I'm not even gonna give you the excuse this week.
You know, set you up from like 2 hours ago. Right?
Yeah, I know. I know. He knew I wasn't right because we was handling some business. We had a couple technical difficulties. I was trying
go
to
ahead,
straighten
Swerve,
that shit
go
out.
Go ahead and hit it for me. Hit that Frank Herzog. Here comes the diesel.
Here comes the diesel.
Honk. Honk.
All right, here we go. Kerr G, albums of the week.
All right, this week we got SYG, Long Way Home, and Sunny, and Paradise, Ferragami. And the instrumental joint is Cuddle Fresh MWF2.
All right, that's what's good.
Here it is.
That's good.
And as always, as you have listened to the show, as you're winding down, getting ready to listen to this dope-ass music, please click the button and rate this show on whatever format you're listening to. Appreciate it.
That's what's up. So you know how we do Hip Hop Digest next week.
Peace.
Other people don't know about you and what you do when them lights turn low. Got nothing to do with karma, that's just how God wrote. Once down in the darkness, so we brought to the light. And your sin will find you out. You got nowhere to hide from the one who watches over like a hawk in the sky. Thinking that you could get one over on a God is a lie. Don't try, die to your flesh and start applying your best. God is faithful in supplying those that rightfully represent and testify to the changes made inside of their chest. If there's not been
any changes in your heart, I will start to repent. Like I remove whatever's blocking me from producing the fruit that proves you are me. Forgive me for not always being sorry, for not following the doctrine you brought to me, for not living what I'm talking, being a walking hypocrisy. Listen, as a Christian, I don't want to live fraudulently. So if there's anything that's missing, God, don't let me live ignorantly. Convict me and tell whatever's in me that's blocking me from your wisdom. Get a one-way ticket to get up off of me now.
Better believe that you reap what you sow. You better believe that you reap what you sow. You better believe that you reap what you sow. And God will see what all the other people don't know about you. Better believe that you reap what you sow. And God will see what all the other people don't know about you. And what you do when them lights turn low. I got nothing to do with karma, that's just how God broke. Call me filthy, I'll say guilty as charged. I'm no better than the next, we're all inherently flawed. You can see it in my flesh and how I'm wearing these scars. I'm just as broken as the one who doesn't quite yet know what the law. You know how many times I've broken the law. God's forgiven me and healed me just so I could reopen the sore. You know how many times I've fallen to the floor, cursing at God, yelling I don't wanna hurt anymore. Too many, he's still forgiving me and instilled the tranquility in me that builds whenever I hear the enemy shrill. Still I'm a wrecking these serenities chilled. To win it wherever I've fallen out of it, but whenever I will. Yeah, it's inevitable. And God is faithful in you reaping in whatever you sow. So if you're out there living reckless, I'm repenting of the sin that you're committing against God. Well, tell me how you expect it to go.
Better believe that you reap what you sow. You better believe that you reap what you sow. You better believe that you reap what you sow. And God will see what all the other people don't know about you. Better believe that you reap what you sow. And God will see what all the other people don't know about you. And what you do when them lights turn low. I got nothing to do with karma, that's just how God broke. It got nothing to do with karma, that's just how God broke. It got nothing to do with karma, that's just how God broke. It got nothing to do with karma, that's just how God broke. Better believe that you reap what you sow.
And we go higher. And we chase the maps of the sky. Then we fade to black and go higher. And we trace the maps of the sky. Then we fade to black.
We make haste, not waste. Not worry about your pacing. Not ready to enter. You just copy and paste. Just wait, study greats, and learn what it takes. Retrace. Now you're ready to create. But can you elevate to another place? Out of your space, the outer space, turn into an alien race. It's what we all chase.
I wanna be a star.
It's lonely at the top,
cause the bottom's so far.
But it's so hard, people quick to quit. Everybody on stage, one spotlight lit. I'll go to hell and hunt for as good as it gets. For you claim Cinderella, hella make the shoe fit. New shit, exclusive, I've heard it before. Music, boosted, what words before? Man, I'm many hats and I rock them front to back. And when I take off, I'ma fade to black.
And we out. Go higher, and we trace the maps of the sky. Then we fade to black. And go higher, and we trace the maps of the sky. Then we fade to black.
Feel the feet, we are not asleep. Wake up to the bittersweet symphony.
Get up, get up. It's everything to lose and only one person to prove.
Do you?
I've been saying for a minute we can get it, that's the motto. Finicky cynics until dollar hit the lotto. Work hard to be a god of music like Apollo. Wanna make something matter in this game that's so hollow. Follow me on Twitter, nah, follow your dreams. Support your team and help out everybody in between. Cause what's it all mean when you finally retire? I'm a reminisce of bliss, how I took the shit higher. Features I admire, now it lives on the track. Was just a fan of rap, now the plan intact. Gone for a minute, but your man be back. And when it's all said and done, I'ma fade to black.
And we go higher, higher, higher. And we trace the maps of the sky. Then we fade to black. And go higher. And we trace the maps of the sky.
King, dream alive, dreams come alive. Like Freddy in the streets, don't be sleepy eyes. They don't wanna see me rise, but I keep it shine. A peace of mind, need design, mixing the beats and rhymes. The old man speaking wise, deep,
deep inside seeks, and ye shall find where the secret side. Wait, don't hold me down, cause I leave behind. Now if you wanna reach the top, you need to climb. It's way harder to get lost when you read the signs. My sharpie lines create space and redefine. From hunter-gatherers with drums in Africa to being millions of hundreds of passengers, traffic and planting stuff. Blackjack of our trades, white masters, doctors, bachelors, rebels shooting in revolutions and devil's advocates. Criticizing status and quo, practicing activists, no. Stay on your toes, carry your load, travel the globe.
Yeah. Yeah. What up, JR? What up, PH7? It's Romero Francois, live from Seattle. Yuck, my. We on the brink of greatness. Look. A puppeteer to money, please miss me with hiatus. My cadence is on a driving quest to become the greatest. Cut scene, cause everything ain't what it seems when you make it. Mule to the game this fame. So please tell me where's my 40 acres. Greater innovator than the right bros I write. So creative, you think my mic does blow like that X-Laker. My movie role would be 00. No G, cause secretly for my agency, I'm killing them just like Connery. That's why I'm sticking to that script, R.I.P. The any fake rabbit that spit that drip. What happened to that boy? He gonna fuck that cause my leap of faith. I never fake, I jump up off that cliff. Let it in space and cause an earth rip. That's a metaphor on how crucial my life is. Hustling on the daily, finding a way to feed these babies. Not just mine, it's about this generation. So even if my curtains fall, yeah, my voice lives on. Man, if you got time, don't waste it. Man, that type of thinking get you wasted. From life for them boys with they waistlet. I told you they ain't playing about them cases. Never settle for just famous. And I pray every step you take gracious. I know it's all coming, it takes patience. But I'm hustling cause I'm on the brink of greatness. And you can't pinpoint my death point, my nigga, you ain't God. I'ma find a way to hop out of this drought. Tried to keep it quiet, but we shouted you out. You guys staying in my bar, shout them out. They nothing, shadow them out, carry them out. Like soul food, you dudes biking styles. More tofu, no flavor, I prove more savior. When I speak, things move like the savior. Watch them savior too, tailored like we're smoking his own papers. I'm back like I never left. I guess so many niggas doing it right, I just didn't took the left. That's that Northwest. Make these rappers suck it in like corsets at your doorstep. With animals that'll make Jeff Corbin reset. I better hate a hit and still wanna press eject. Accept that concept so I connect. They gotta respect that Dalai Lama this shit. Words make peace while these verbs release. This written poetry proves potency cause greatness comes from deep. Man, if you got time, don't waste it. Man, that type of thinking get you wasted. From life for them boys with they waistlet. I told you they ain't playing about them cases. Never settle for just famous. And I pray every step you take gracious. I know it's all coming, it takes patience. But I'm hustling cause I'm on the brink of greatness. Stereotypes born inferior to never see the light in these days of oppression. Trials and tribulations of the young adolescent. Mom struggling and where's pops when you need him? Daddy strung out late nights in the AM. A righteous man trapped in this life of sin. Ever since Parliament, he ain't been the same since. Mentally enslaved, Heron's holding the whip. And my old man's losing his grip. The pistol was slipped. Damn.
somebody got hit? Was it premeditated murder or self-defense? On the other side of the glass is the man in the mirror, holding on to light behind bars in the prison, but still.
But I'm just sitting around.
Now can you visualize your reflection in the sunrise? But still.
But I'm just sitting around.
Waking up to the morning sunshine purified.
But I'm just sitting around.
Feeling free without worrying about a 9-to-5.
I'm just sitting around.
I only deal with equality, that's the key to life. At times I feel like I'm gone somewhere out of my right mind. A soul traveler, truth seeker for like minds. In my lifetime, I've seen people come and they go. Have you thinking which way did they go? I'm seeing ghosts, crystallized images passed and moved on. 1 minute you see them, and the next they gone. It's like they never even existed in the first place. People say to your fam, but in the worst way. See, your man ain't your fam if you're being two-faced. And the one you thought loved you wasn't ready anyway. In reality, we let the past interrupt today. For a dream waking up, only God can translate. One word, fate, I create my own destiny. Making sure the past always brings out the best of me. A better man, better husband for my wins. Waking up to the morning sunrise with my kids, and that's real.
But I'm just sitting around.
Now can you visualize your reflection in the sunrise? Sunrise.
But I'm just sitting around.
Waking up to the morning sunshine purified.
Purified. But I'm just sitting around.
Feeling free without worrying about a 9-to-5. Yeah.
I'm just sitting around.
I only deal with equality. That's the key to life. Life, life.
I'm just sitting around.
Life. I only deal with equality. That's the key to life. Life, life.
I'm just sitting around.
Yo, waking up in the morning, sunrise, sunrise, and that's real.
I'm just sitting around.
Taking the advantage. Shout out to my family, man.
But I'm just sitting around.
Word up.
Taking the advantage of time.
One love.
Do I really want you? Do I really care? Or just be the great pretender, like you wasn't even there? Do I really want you? Do I really care? Or just be the great pretender?
Should I explain? Love the world, fuck the world, we all wanna bang. Give me that one thing. I need that one thing. Be that soul cowboy gal. Deeply rooted, organic lifestyle, natural. I see them all acting while I'm being actual. You ain't vital to the scene, I mean, I'll squint at your background. Rep popped up, all brands exited out. I'm a flame to these souls and smoking pistola. Warmed up on the Yaddy, glad he took the baddie down. Excited to be drafted, then I traded the first round. Stitch all clearance, no style, they must go. One whiff of coke, start seeing they nose grow. Pinocchio's thirsting, pulling at purse strings. My gold standard too heavy for him, rather slaving the sterling. I'm a soul owner, tend to share why they hold her. Cooked up a new batch of slap your cheeks, feel the aroma. I got a cover, you can't fold them, put in that work. You know what time it is.
All I need is one shot to marry you motherfuckers.
Give me one day.
She'll never want another.
This my one life.
All in, no breaks. Be it how I see it in this world to take, take. It is what it is, no regrets. Why the hell should I explain? Love the world, fuck the world, we all wanna bang. Give me that one thing. I need that one thing.
Give it a living water for the sons and daughters that was brought up being tan from the heat of a semi-auto. Learn to keep a cool hand amongst these firearms. OG, salute me, bravo, my team don't take a loss. Miss City, LA, so I'm familiar with W's. Don't need to be ridiculed by the minuscule in interviews to find out that I'm really cool. While niggas stay feuding over finna dudes, I do it like swoosh. The truth on tour is packed light and stop heavy. Clerks rain confetti when my credit cards fly steady. Hit the stage and engage in R&R. Spit game, okay, we play Menage thoughts. A bevy of thick Betty's ready to boop when I say whoop.
You smelling like vodka juice. The bum shit, you want it. What you make in a year, man, we pawn it. Imagine how lies feel when this is brutally honest.
All I need is one shot
to murder you motherfuckers.
Give me one day.
She'll never want another.
This my one life.
All in, no breaks. Be it how I see it in this world of take. It is what it is, no regrets. Why the hell should I explain? Love the world, fuck the world, we all wanna bang. Give me that one thing. I need that one. My life script, devil's daughters try to block my scenes, inventing schemes to extract flavor from the culture, then give it to vanilla beans. Doesn't add up to profit, cause that hot shit is for those on those rocky roads of skin blending in chocolate. Real change starts within, remain out of pocket. Throw it up to God until my blessings is nauseous. The game took me on a roller coaster ride, and that's why my legend's colossus. Refuse to make it rain unless some panties is sloshing. Don't confuse me with the troublesome bubblegum rap shit, my nigga. I'm really popping. It's new year, I'm nuclear. Bomb y'all cucarachas. My black fab rocks hard in America. I'm at bat. Etta James rose from the graves to say the soul is back.
Bring you back to the future. J-Fox on them, flux capacitor, digital, the straight bots on them. Set it off, spitting bars with the locks on them. 40 ounces when the people call the cops on them. Rise and grind, left the lies behind. I've been the truth since youth and now I'm wise with mine. God called the time, I had to fall in line. Back then to where I am, it was all designed. Yep, they hate an exciting spitter. Use a half a roll of toilet paper writing on the shitter. Asked to see in a Boilermaker just so he could get it. After that, I bet his boy will take it just so he could
get it.
Not me, I'm a real OG. The only drug in me is my G-O-D. Stick with the wordplay, they even did a survey. Top 5 out of Queens, so fuck what them birds say. Top of my game while you shopping for fame. They wouldn't even know you without dropping my name. So if you want to see me kick it, ask my boys for a ticket. I'm out here making noise, all I hear from you is...
Back to the
culture.
Yeah, that's what you came here for.
Back to the culture.
Yeah, that's what you came here for.
Yeah, we bring it to you.
Back to the culture.
Yeah, that's what you came here for.
Yeah,
we bring it to you.
Back to the culture.
Yo, Mike, let's go back to 95.
Specialize in all forms of hip-hop. You get props, but once I rip shop, that's when the shit stops. Every day I'm exercising my skill and sexercising my deals. Nick, then I kick that old ill, that real shit. Like I was packing 20 gas. Check the stats, you ain't no match for this cat. I infiltrate your D, then leave your whole team confused. Then I head for the score.
Oh, is it the shoes?
You ain't equipped to get with Mr. Sententious. My intentions is filling more heads than extensions. Stress-free, love all my ladies, chocolate like Nestle. Fuck a Presley, say that jungle fever for Wesley. Don't test me, I'm on probation. Can't afford for the cops to arrest me. You're so good, fellas.
Yeah.
I flip like Joe Pesci. I leave you open like a C-section. Move you in the direction I want to with no question. Middle fingers up to all my foes who stepped on my toes and all these hoes bragging about their clothes. Versace hotties with children bodies in minds, talking about Maseratis and rhymes still pushing potties. Studio gangsters wanna be like Nino or Al Pacino and build the crime fam like the Gambino. I be Elliot Ness on the West and East. Any gangster in my path is gonna rest in peace. Drop your toaster, pick up your mic, let's rhyme fight. I strip you of your overnight fame and limelight. You couldn't hang if I was a Ku Klux Klan with a noose in my hand.
Yo, Mike, they don't understand.
I cripple all my competition, rap them into submission. I reload when they run out of ammunition. I glisten, they shine, I kick facts, they just rhyme. Skin business for kids, I get paid for my time. So just skedaddle, cause none of y'all really wanna battle. From here to Seattle, I bring more beef than cattle. Whenever you wanna come see a brother Blunt Free, you want me? I left a mic trail throughout the country. Follow the leader, and you can meet me underground where I get down. Word to Nana, niggas can't fuck around.
Back to the culture.
Yeah, that's what you came here for.
Back to the culture.
Yeah, that's what you came here for.
Back to the culture.
Yeah, we bring it to you.
Back to the culture.
Yeah, that's what you came here for.
Yeah,
we bring it to you raw to the core for sure.
Yeah, that's what you came here for.
Yeah, let's go. J Stress, KS, Hidden Scriptures, So let me tell you something. You know? Struggle. So we hustle. Bubble.
I wasted time penning rhymes that was wrong. No go back, every track with the rap now a strong flow. How long ago, K-Steady on the hustle tip, chasing stardom late night marauding where they cut you quick. Plus the clicks stay thick like Ferrigno. Overdose get you stomped out by a steel toe. That's how I go, nobody know when that hammer blow. East Coast, West Coast, everywhere and then the show. I stay neutral, low key, never notice me. Catch me on the block, a parking lot where a Lotus be. Holy heat, so discreet like initiations. Rap game in the chokehold, it's asphyxiations. Can't breathe, who it be? The epitome. Malcolm Mandela or better, you consider me. Lyrically, physically, spiritually is he. You can catch the pedigree, you need another degree. Now let's life, hustle, bubble. Trouble. Everything we do in this life, it's a struggle. Life, hustle, bubble, trouble. Everything we do in this life, it's a struggle. Life, hustle, bubble, trouble. Everything we do in this life, it's a struggle. Life, hustle, bubble, and trouble.
Yo,
listen. Eyes weary, feeling leery for a better vision. Trapped in a bad movie without no intermission. My intuition telling me I want my downfall. Godly protected, have my angel just around y'all. The whip crash, witchcraft gon' stop K. Who wanna dance, ambulance on the way. Move at a steady pace, court case got erased. Drinks got laced, still the man got faith. Stand on the steady ground, ducking every semi-round. Back against the wall, begging please, Lord, don't let me down. Till my enemies defeated, a mission completed. Send me vision and wisdom, and now I need it. So I guard words, listen to my proverbs. Rap's only shepherd, looking for his lost herd. Absurd, that's what y'all sound like. Battled in the darkness and came out and found
it's
life.
Life, hustle, bubble, trouble. Everything we do in this life, it's a struggle.
Life, hustle, bubble, trouble. Everything we do in this life, it's a struggle.
Life, hustle, bubble, trouble. Everything we do in this life, it's a struggle.
Life, hustle, bubble, and trouble.
Counting bills on prescription pills, daydreaming mills, wrestle baselines by the waistline, you know the drill. Push your whole face to a different universe. Worse on stage when you and I verse. Terms violated, been waiting for my burn, y'all. Everybody shine, bout time, it's my turn, y'all. Waiting in the wings like a baby bird, my word. Down to the verse, memorize what you learn. I struggle, then hustle till I bubble like a soda pop. Learn from the lessons, change directions from the old and glocks. Never stop, change my destiny, the rest to be like ecstasy, a real high man, especially on the Nestle. Big pen and notepad, I took it back to the basement of my folks' pad. Back to the basics, hoodies in the Asics. Now watch how K envelope you in this matrix.
It's life, hustle, bubble, trouble. Everything we do in this life, it's a struggle.
Life, hustle, bubble, trouble. Everything we do in this life, it's a struggle.
Life, hustle, bubble, trouble. Everything we do in this life, it's a struggle.
Life, hustle, bubble, and trouble.
Fishbone, 20 Mag, Trash Low, New Remedy, Freak Nasty, Mahogany. That's how it be. Cue me in, cue me in. There stood the brown skin hood who never ran from buck wild. Letting shit off, it's like a hanger. When I peel steel from my brain like a banana, niggas start dripping red juice like Tropicana. I feel sniff the Freak Nasty from the top track. I'm pro black and all of that, my style's mad fact. I risen in the shit for the land down under. Then I flip the script to make a lot of niggas wonder. So you can get the bullet and you can get the fist. But if you feel the flavor, then you better flow with this. You figure, I'm running with the 20 mad niggas. Triggers, the bad boulevard, great figures. The ghetto, we made this for the ghetto. The Glock, the pocket knife, and the brown devil. I'm Dips, I'm Dava, survivor like MacGyver. Lava, when I flood the surface with saliva. So bounce, if you wanna hear hard sound. Here we go, it's the underground.
flabbergasted as I gassed it. And you know I got the clout. You never see fishbone on my man's that I'm hanging with. Passing out, stop the nonsense. Bullshit niggas walk, I freak the talk. In a race, niggas like chalk. Black fuckers be taking moves. This is showing proof I got a wreck with the intellect. That's smooth. Ultimate hitter, not a quitter. Niggas is bitter because the fish was the pick of the litter. So wear your mask like underdog. Your rhymes need toe tag. Your shit is dead, it's hanging in the morgue. And as you listen to this flow, me and Trash make dope. So, here we go.
Here we go.